Our text actually does cover parts of what he read, so we will continue to read on from chapter John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 31. And let me read it in English, and please do follow along in Cantonese and overhead projector. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it was borne witness, his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled, not one of his bones will be broken. And again, another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in a linen cloth with the spices, as it is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in that garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So, because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Lord, we stand before the finished work of our gracious Jesus Christ for our salvation. We pray that the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit poured out on that first Pentecost, the same Spirit raised Jesus from dead, that you would grant us not only clarity of mind, but also fire in our hearts, that we may understand and believe his suffering and his glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, everyone.
欢迎你.
We want to start by looking at a prisoner in 1918.
会开始的时候会讲到在1918年的一个人.
He was a prisoner in Tokyo.
是在东京.
And his name was Tokichi Ishii. Tokichi or Ishii-san, which one do you think is a surname?
It's
Ishii is the surname. But you wouldn't be able to verify that because Nagoya-san is not here today. But maybe you can ask on Sunday. Well, he was waiting to die.
这个人他在监狱里面等待处决。
He convicted, convicted of murder, but not just once, but multiple of them.
他是很多中谋杀罪的凶手。
For 20 years, he's been in and out of prison.
在20年来,他进出这个监狱。
And by every measure the world uses, he was just beyond help.
他在世人来说是没人可以帮到他。
But one day, a Canadian missionary named Carolyn McDonald visited the prisoner and met him.
有一天,有一个来自加拿大的宣教士叫Caroline McDonald去探他。
She didn't preach the gospel at him.
他没有跟他传福音。
But what she did was she handed him the New Testament Bible.
他给了本新约圣经他。
Asking one favor for him, read it when you can.
他就叫他,如果你可以的话, 你去看看本圣经吧。
Ishii-san had no interest.
藤吉他没兴趣看。
He just threw it to the side, but in a long hours of his cell,
他将本圣经扔在一边, 但是当他在坐监这么漫长的时间里面,
and with nothing else to occupy his mind,
他什么都没做,
he eventually picked it up.
他最后拎起本圣经,
and he began to read it, and he came to the Gospels.
他去看完又看,
and he came to the account of Jesus' crucifixion.
他去看到耶稣基督, 这个被钉十字架,
and he read the words of Jesus from the cross.
也都看到耶稣基督在十字架上面所讲的说话。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
他尤其看到那句话,父啊,求你去赦免他们,因为他们不知道他们自己做了些什么。
When he read that phrase, something happened to him that the lifetime of punishment could not produce.
他看到那里的时候,他看到这一生的惩罚,好像对他来说是不够的。
In his memoir, he later wrote, I was wicked beyond all measure.
他看到我是何等的邪恶。
But when I read how Jesus, while being nailed to the cross, prayed that prayer,
但是当我看到耶稣基督在十字架上面去为多人去祷告的时候,
I was stabbed to the heart.
他说我好像觉得很扎心。
As if pierced by a 5-inch nail.
好像被一个五寸长的一个钉,
and he asked himself, what did this verse reveal to me?
He
said, shall I call it the love of the heart of Christ? Or shall I call it his compassion? He said, I do not know what to call it. Only thing I know is that my hardness of heart was changed. The man's transformation was testified by the prison guards. So now, let me ask you, what do you think that actually changed him? What could change a man like that, a murdering multiple times, going in and out of prison for 20 years of his life? But more than that, what did motivate this Canadian woman to go and speak with this hopeless man?
另一方面,有什么要打动这个加拿大的宣教士, 去走去探他呢?
It was the same thing that moved both hearts to meet at the juncture of the New Testament.
是一样东西,
it was a story of a righteous man.
是一个,
it was a story of a man we just heard tonight.
是我今晚读过这个人的故事。
And Christians, we call him the Son of God.
是我们被基督徒称为神的儿子的故事。
Brothers and sisters, this story has a power that no other story on earth possess.
世界上没有一个故事可以比得上这个故事。
It's because it is something God planned.
因为是神所计划。
something God accomplishes,
是神所成就,
and it's something that God offers to you today.
亦都是今晚神俾过你。
The question tonight that we must ask is not whether this story is interesting or not.
我哋唔係話問到呢個故事係咪有趣。
Whether it can change my heart or not.
或者是不是真的改变我们的心?
But the question I want us to wrestle tonight is whether it is true or not.
我想问的是这个故事是真抑或是假?
Because if it is true,
如果是真的话,
we need to be asking, how should we perceive it?
如果这个故事是真的时候, 我们怎样去接受它呢?
Now, John wrote this account with a very specific detail and specific purpose.
约翰写这个故事的时候有很多很特别的、详细的事也都有一个很特别的原因
You see, when you see the authorial intent of these detail He is actually wanting you to see every bit of it
当一个人去写一个故事写得这么详尽的时候因为他有些的内容想你去睇清楚。
Everything about the title above Christ's head or to the piercing of his side.
无论讲到话系喺耶稣基督个头上边写住嗰个嘅佢个 title， 或者甚至喺佢嘅肋旁嘅旁边有呢个嘅矛嘅坎都好。
And he ties that story in detail back to the story of the Old Testament.
而將呢一切將同舊約聖經連結埋一齊。
Why?
點解呢?
Because he is trying to connect the dot the most Jewish people did not connect at that time.
因為他想做到一樣嘢，就話當時好多猶太人都睇唔到嘅嘢，佢想將呢啲事實去連埋一齊。
And maybe a lot of us here today is also struggling to connect the two dots.
可能今日你同我都有困难对呢啲嘅事实将佢哋连埋一齐。
That Jesus is the Passover Lamb.
耶稣基督就系呢个逾越节嘅羔羊。
Forgiving our sins once for all.
系一次过将我哋嘅罪去赦免。
And John wants that truth to land on you so heavily.
他想将这个事实给到你让你这么清楚知道这个地步
So heavily that you cannot leave this room the same way you came in
他想好使到你离开这个教堂的时候同你入来的时候是很不同
That you may believe in the Son of God
好使你能够相信神的儿子
The first thing John does in verse 17 isHe wants his readers to see nothing at the Calvary was accidental.
他想第一让你看出就话在这个Calvary 上边每一样嘢嘅嘢都唔系咁啱系发生嘅。
Not even single detail he wants you to miss.
就算系每一个嘅详细嘅事都唔系偶然嘅。
Verse 17, he said he goes out and bearing his own cross.He goes out to the place called Golgotha.
他说去到一个地方叫各各他。
And there they crucified him.
在那里去将他去钉十字架。
You see, there's a pattern that we repeatedly see in John's writing style.
在约翰去写这个成书的时候，他一个的习惯。
First, he...describes human actions
他很详细将人的行动去写出来
on their own as if they had no connection with God
他写出来的时候初初好像跟神是没关系
but when he builds one action after the other what he's trying to say is God's plan was actually advancing on the human free will choices they made
但另一方面都是由一件事去到另一件事的时候看到了在背后是有这个神在这
里。Think about verse 23-24.
我又看看23到24节。
The soldiers divide Jesus' clothing into four shares and cast lots for his seamless tunic.
他讲到说兵兵将耶稣基督的衣服分为了四份。
But the inner tunic is different.
但是你看看那个的
And here John pauses for a second to tell his readers it was woven in one piece from top to bottom without seam.
咁就又跟住佢又讲到话佢嘅里衣系冇缝而系上下一片系织成嘅。
And this is a detail almost every sermon skips.
每一个人讲到都唔会去讲到呢一样嘅嘢。
But there was a Jewish historian early in the church history, maybe 2nd and 3rd and 4th century. His name was Josephus. He described the high priest robe in almost identical term as John.
咁就係呢度喺一個早期一個嘅猶太人嘅歷史學家叫 Josephus， 佢都講到話呢個大祭司佢件衫又係同呢件衫係一模一樣。
The high priest robe woven in one piece from top to bottom。
佢話呢個大祭司嘅衫都係一件去織成，係冇分開
的。So what is John insinuating here？
咁佢想講咩咧
？He's actually telling his readers。The man who's got to die on that cross is not merely a sacrificial animal or sacrifice.
佢就講到話呢個喺十字架上被釘死嘅，唔係淨係一個嘅動物咁簡單。
But he's the very priest offering his own sacrifice.
或者呢一個嘅大祭司係將佢自己係犧牲出嚟。
For the sins he did not commit.
係為到佢一個佢冇犯過嘅罪。
Is both.The lamb who was slain, as well as the priest who is slaying the lamb, but it is not about his own sin, but the sins of the world, those who believe in Christ.
佢話唔係講到佢為到佢自己嘅罪，係為到其他人嘅罪佢而去犧牲。
No one in the history of Israel had ever been both lamb and the priest.
冇一個人喺呢個以色列歷史上邊係一個羔羊，亦都係個祭司，直到耶穌基督。
Until this moment，
直到去呢一個時刻。
And the soldiers cast lots for it, those four shares, and this actually fulfills Psalm 22 verse 18, written by David thousands of years ago.
而呢個講到兵兵將耶穌基督嘅衫去分開嘅時候，喺呢個嘅詩篇第22篇裏邊講到係1000年前大衛所寫嘅詩篇。
At the time of David when he wrote Psalm 22 that points towards soldiers casting lots, they did not have a method of crucifixion as the punishment.
在大卫写这个的诗篇的时候还没有钉十字架这个刑罚在这里。
Roman Empire, Roman culture brought that crucifixion as a punishment of death sentence to the world. David didn't know that.
是罗马帝国他们开始有这个钉十字架的刑罚在这里。
Yet he is prophesying about that, which would happen thousands of years later.
咁係睇到大衛喺1000年前已經預表咗有一件咁嘅事會發生。
And there we also hear that the Greek word that John is using, which is hina, which means in order that.
咁亦都睇到話約翰講到一個好有意思嘅字喺希臘文，佢叫 hina， 即是話係於是。
Now John uses it four times in this chapter 19.
喺19章裏邊，約翰講咗4次呢一個字。
And every time it appears, it means that this was not just an accident, this was a plan.
咁即係話俾你聽，就話呢個唔係一個嘅偶然，而係有一個嘅計劃喺裏邊。
My friends, if you take nothing else from this tonight,
如果你今晚聽完之後乜都聽唔到嘅時候，
would you remember that the people who seem to be in control,
睇到就話啲人覺得好似唔係喺呢度控制一切嘅時候
，such as Pilate, the priest, the soldiers，
好似個無論係呢個本彪比拉多或者大祭司佢哋好似係一切嘅事控制喺佢哋手裏邊嘅時候
，it seems like he is in the control. They are in control, but they were not in control after all.
雖然表面上睇嚟佢好似控制住呢個嘅情景呢、這個事實，但實際上佢哋唔係。
There were actors in a script written before they were born.
其實就好似喺一套戲裏邊，佢只係其中嘅一個嘅角色。
And the author of that script was God Himself.
而一切個作者都係耶穌嘅，都係神所寫嘅。
So I want to encourage you tonight.
所以我想鼓勵你今晚。
Have you seen that God has lost His control over your story?
你會唔會覺得神喺你嘅身上好似冇唔再能夠控制你咧
？Have you felt like God is abandoning you and your family？
係咪覺得神今日好似係放棄緊你同你嘅家庭呢？
I want you to stop thinking like that.
我好想你，我好希望你唔會咁樣諗。
If God orchestrated the title, the garments, the priestly tunic, and the care of a mother, then nothing in your life is outside of His hand.
如果神在这个情况里面他控制住无论、一件的衣服，就算这个是这个祭司的衣服，或者是一个母亲的关注的时候，没有一样东西是在神的控制以外。
If he put his son and orchestrated every detail and step of it,
如果将他儿子走过每一步的情况的时候，
For you and I to come to God to be forgiven,
要你同我去到佢面前去得拯救嘅时候
，He can help you，
佢可以帮助你。
And maybe he's already doing that，
佢或者亦都系喺度帮紧你。
So rather than thinking or saying God has lost his control over my life， say my God is sovereign。
如果你觉得神今日佢唔能够控制你生活嘅时候，与其系咁俾你话，神今日系掌管我嘅生命。
He is sovereign over my life。
神是我生命的主宰。
He is sovereign of my body.
是我的身体的主人。
And he is sovereign over every breath I take.
无论我的每一个的呼吸都在神的掌管之下。
But you might be asking, Pastor Jin, I'm not a believer.
牧师，我未信主。
So my question is, if you're genuinely weighing whether any of this is real,
如果你喺度谂紧话呢啲嘢究竟系咪真嘅时候
，I want you to take a look at it from a different angle。
我想你从另一个角度去睇。
I want you to see how precise the descriptions are。
我想你睇下就话每一个嘅解释都系何等嘅精确。
You see, the prophecies written about Jesus were written centuries ago and centuries apart。
呢一切嘅预表都喺千几年前。
These prophecies written in over the period of centuries were fulfilled in the same spot simultaneously on the person of Jesus.
又是一切的事虽然隔了这么多千年都在耶稣基督身上去发生。
But these prophets or who wrote these prophets had no knowledge of each other's action.
但是这些写的人每一个之间他未他们不知道对方会写什么。
Roman soldiers fulfilling Hebrew scriptures they've never read.
罗马的兵丁他去实行了这个希伯来圣经的预言，而他们从来都没有看过希伯来的圣经。
These type of convergence do not happen by chance.
这一切的事不是偶然。
It's either the most extraordinary series of coincidences in history,
一系就话系偶然之中嘅非常之偶然
，or it is evidence of a mind behind of it all，
或者系喺背后有人系安排呢一切。
The author John is asking you to consider which one。
呢个约翰就想你去谂下，究竟系边一样嘢咧
？But this is only the frame that John is preparing。
呢个系约翰所为你去。
He then takes his readers to the center of the painting, the moment that determines whether you leave this room the same way you came in.
如果头先我哋所讲嘅只系一个画嘅画框嘅时候，我而家开始讲到呢一幅嘅图画。
If the first section was the frame, think of the next section from verse 28 onward as the painting.
我哋系28-37节。
Because everything that John has been building towards arrives here.
因为约翰所讲嘅嘢就喺呢一度发生紧。
Verse 28 says, After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, In order that the scripture might be fulfilled, I thirst.
咁喺呢事，这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。
First, Jesus knows.
第一，他知道。
He's not confused. He's not disoriented.
他很清楚知道。
He knows that all things have reached their appointed end and where he stands in the Father's ultimate plan of salvation.
在这里他清楚说到耶稣基督知道各样的事已经达成，就正如父所预备的一样。
So when Jesus said, I thirst, they left a sponge of a sour wine to his lips on a branch of hyssop.
所以当他说我渴了的时候，有个人将盛满醋的器皿拿到，用这个海涌浇满了醋去给他。
That word hyssop would have stopped every Jewish reader, and perhaps it did to us, some of us here today.
可能有些人会看到这个会觉得很奇怪。
Because the hyssop is the plant God commanded the Israelites to use in Exodus 12 to smear the blood of the Passover lamb on the doorposts of their homes.
因为记得当日在这个逾节的时候，神是要以色列人将这个血油在这个的门的框上面。
That Passover, the Exodus 12, was the night that God would judge, and his judgment would pass over his people and shook down the firstborn of Egypt, unless your doorposts were painted with hyssop.
因为在那一晚里面，神去审判这个以色列人，要将这个头生的，将他们杀害，除非在这个门框上面是有了这个的血在这里。
So by choosing this word, John is telling his readers exactly who is hanging on that cross.
所以当约翰用这个字的时候，他清楚告诉我们，是哪一个悬挂在十字架的上面。
Now, in the original Passover, lamb was killed in the place of the firstborn son.
咁呢个嘅羔羊，佢代替咗呢个第一嘅头生嘅长子去被杀。
And the murdered or the killed lamb's blood is applied onto the door.
咁呢个代替咗长子而死嘅羊嘅血，又游喺呢个门框嘅上边。
When God's judgment came to the Israelites in Egypt, it passed over every home covered by the lamb's blood.
咁所以当耶稣呢个神嘅使者经过嘅时候，见到有门框上边有血，佢就唔会去击打呢个。
The lamb had to die so that the son would live.
呢个嘅羊去被杀，去取代咗头生嘅儿子。
This is exactly what's happening here.
就是同样在这里所讲的一样。
Jesus is the lamb.
耶稣基督是个羔羊。
He's being crucified on that cross to shed his blood.
他在十字架上去受死，去流血。
So that the son would live.
好使到这个儿女可以去存活。
The daughter would live.
这个儿同女都可以存活。
That God's people may live.
神的子民可以去生存下去。
The Bible's word for this is substitution.
他讲到这个是一个的代替。
Jesus took what you deserve.
耶稣基督去取代了你去受到惩罚。
So that you could receive what he deserves.
好使到你得到他本来应该有的东西。
And in verse 30 says, When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
在第三十节，耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
Did you know this three word, it is finished, is actually a one word in Greek?
这个成了的字，其实在希腊文只一个字。
It's called tetelestai.
就是刚才他所说的 tetelestai。
And it is the perfect tense. It's in the perfect tense.
是一个完成式。
The perfect tense in Greek is unique.
完成式在希腊文里面是很特别的。
Because it is used when a completed past action would result on a continuous permanent result.
他说到一件事，他已经完成了，做了，也都做完了。
It means it has been fully accomplished, and it remains accomplished, and it will remain accomplished forevermore.
他说这件事已经做完了，完成了，在将来里面也都达成了。
In other words, this was planned before the foundation of the world.
即是在这个世界被做之前，这件事已经是计划好了。
And it was promised through every prophet, pictured in every sacrifice.
他说是每一个的先知的预言，每一个所做的祭都做了。
Completing imperfect sacrifice to forgive sins of the people once for all, irrevocably, perfectly.
他说一次就将以前所有的祭所做不到的事今日可以达成了。
Once he finished to save us from God's judgment,
他说他一次过让我们从神的审判那里去救赎过来。
By being the one who's being judged on behalf of us,
他为到我们是被审判。
Jesus said he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
他说他低下头将灵魂交付神了。
Wouldn't that be a nice way to meet our God in heaven?
你想想是不是一个很好去与神相遇的机会呢?
You know exactly why you came into this world.
你都明白到为什么你要来到这个世上。
That you know exactly that you have accomplished the task that God has laid in your life.
神将已经成就了的事放在你的手里面。
You know exactly that you lived your life to fulfill that will of God.
而你所过的生活就是完成就神的旨意。
And I have finished it.
他就说我已经完成了。
And now I'm ready to be with God.
我可以准备与神去一起。
But there's a difference between God, Jesus is giving up his spirit and a natural death.
是在神是自然的。在这里他将他灵魂交付了给神。
Because naturally, a person dies and then his head falls.
一个人死的时候，个头会垂落来。
Then the body goes limp.
那个身体就会软了下来。
But you see, John's record is the reverse.
但是这里好像他所说有点不同，约翰所写的有点不同。
Here we see Jesus bowing his head first, deliberately, like a man laying his head on a pillow.
好似佢就话耶稣基督低咗头，好似一个人瞓咗喺度，个头跌咗落枕头一样。
And in the Greek, we read it that he did not just give up his spirit. It reads that he handed it over.
咁但系喺希腊文里边话，佢将佢灵魂去交付。
No one took his life. He gave it. He gave it up.
即系唔系话佢唔系俾人哋去攞咗去，系佢自愿将自己灵魂交俾神。
He laid it down at the precise moment that the Father had appointed from eternity.
就是在神在永恒里面安定那个时间，神就在这个时间将他的灵魂交出去。
Even in death, Jesus is sovereign.
就算说在死亡的时候，主也都是这个主宰。
Let's continue on. In verses 31-34, we see that the soldiers came to break the legs of the crucified men.
31-32他讲到说，他将他的腿去打斷。
But they don't break Jesus' leg because they saw that he was already dead. So instead, the one soldier drives a spear and pierces his side.
咁但係睇到咧，佢哋將嗰兩個人其他嗰兩個人嘅佢打斷就冇將耶穌基督，因為佢死咗啦，就冇打斷佢嘅腿。
We have many medical professionals in our room, so you probably know why John would say it was blood and water specifically, and two elements came out from his side.
咁就跟住睇到34節話見到有血同埋有水流出嚟。
Before we spiritualize it, we want to know that the separation of blood and water is medical evidence that the heart has stopped.
佢講到話個心停咗。
And that the blood has begun to separate into clot and serum.
咁就講呢個血同水走咗出嚟。
John's first point is a forensic that this man is certainly died.
咁佢肯定咧一個人係死咗嘅。
Now this actually matters to us because everything that follows.Is built upon that.
咁呢啲嘢係好緊要，因為一切都係基於頭先呢個所講嘅嘢。
The very resurrection of the body of Jesus depended on his physical death on that cross.
因為耶穌基督嘅復活亦都好在乎於佢係真正嘅死咗。
Now, once he finalized that forensic aspect of Jesus's death, he piles up two final fulfillment statements.
咁當佢證實佢真係死咗嘅時候，亦都達成咗兩個。
In verse 36 says, These things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled, not one of his bones will be broken.
在36節他說這些事成了，為要應驗經上的話說，他的骨頭一根也不折斷。
Now that's actually referring to Exodus 12 and Numbers 9.
是講到這個的民數的第九章和這個出埃及記的第十二章。
Because for many generations, every faithful household carefully preserved the bones of the Passover lamb. We don't know why, but they kept it.
咁喺走逾節嘅呢個以色列人，每一個家庭都對呢個羊嘅每一嚿嘅骨，佢都會保存得好好。
They were rehearsing the final sacrificial lamb.
又正如好似佢準備緊將來呢個嘅犧牲嘅羔羊嘅一樣。
Verse 37 reads, Another scripture says, They will look on him whom they have pierced.
37節他說他們要仰望自己所扎的人。
It's a Zechariah 12:10.
喺呢个撒加利亚书啊里边啊第十二章咁讲。
It's a direct verbal prophecy of Israel gazing upon the Messiah who was identified with Yahweh himself.
又喺呢个撒加利亚书十二章，佢一个嘅预言话以色列人会将来去仰望嗰个代表耶和华嘅尼赛亚。
But in these two verses, 36 and 37, verse 35, there is a sandwiched these two fulfillments. John does something he does not do elsewhere in his gospel.
咁但喺呢个36同37节里边夹杂咗其中第35节讲到嘅一句嘅说话。
He who saw it has borne witness; his testimony is true. This is verse 35.And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe.
第三节佢咁讲，看见这事的那人就作见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。
There's that hina word one more time. In order that you may believe.
佢特别佢讲到话，好叫你们可以信。
This is the purpose of the entire account of Jesus' crucifixion.
呢就讲到耶稣基督被钉十字架最重要嘅原因。
Those who are still listening to me carefully this night,
如果你仲系听紧我讲嘢嘅时候
，I want to remind you that John did not write these to give you a deep conviction. Did not write these things to just inform you.
约翰写呢一切嘅嘢，唔系净系想话俾你听。
But rather, that knowledge is given to us so that you may have deep conviction.
好使你有呢个嘅确据，有呢个嘅确信。
He's an eyewitness on the stand.
佢系亲眼见到呢一切嘅事。
And the case he's making is this.
佢想讲嘅事实系
Jesus is the Passover Lamb. Make that connection, people.
系耶稣基督就系呢个嘅牺牲嘅羔羊。
He is the one Messiah we've been waiting for.
佢系我哋所等待嘅尼赛亚。
And he finished his work to save us.
佢完成晒佢一切嘅事，好使我哋能够相信佢。
And your response, what is going to be?
而如果你知道呢一切嘅时候，你会有咩嘅反应咧
？Now, if you're skeptical of Christianity, I respect that.
如果你对基督教有怀疑嘅时候
，But I want you to notice what kind of claim John is making here.
咁究竟约翰想讲约翰想讲啲咩嘢咧
？Now he's not asking you to take a leap in darkness。
佢唔系叫你喺黑暗之中喺度向前去跳一步。
He's presenting eyewitnesses evidence and asking you to weigh it。
佢就系想将呢一切啲人亲眼见过嘅事实摆喺你嘅面前。
He's saying, I saw this man die.
我见到呢个人死。
I saw what came out of his side. I saw that his bones were not broken.
我見到呢個人死，我都見到呢個人有咩喺佢嘅身上面流出嚟，我都見到佢嘅骨頭冇去折碎。
And frankly, all of it matched prophecies written hundreds of years before he was even born.
佢話呢一切嘅嘢同千幾年前喺你出世之前嘅預言都係啱啱好吻合。
Weigh it.
如果係嘅時候。
Verify it.
咁呢一切都證明咗嘅時候
，What will you do with those evidence?
咁你對於呢一啲所有嘅證據，你會點樣樣去睇
？Now there's a story about a father who took his young daughter to hear a symphony for the first time, and imagine how that went.
咁你諗下一個嘅爸爸，佢帶一個好年輕嘅女孩去聽呢個嘅音樂會
，During the warm up.
在这个开始之前
，The musicians were all tuning at once.
嗰啲嘅音乐家，佢哋喺度试音。
Sounds going in every direction.
有好多唔同嘅音。
The little girl came to her father and she whispered, "Daddy, why does it sound so ugly?"
佢话点解呢啲声音咁难听嘅
？He smiled and said, "Just wait."
咁我爸爸同個小女孩講：你等一等先啦。
Then the conductor comes and stepped into the podium。
咁當呢個嘅指揮行出嚟嘅時候
，And he lifted up his button, and every instrument that had been producing chaotic sound fell into the most beautiful harmony。
咁而當呢個指揮一開始嘅時候，所有唔同嘅樂器都係非常之 佢哋好和蔼嘅一切奏出好好嘅音樂。
To use that analogy, please forgive me, but hear me out. That John is actually doing that tonight.
約翰今晚就想做呢一樣嘅嘢。
Every Passover lamb,
每一個逾越節嘅羔羊。
Every hyssop branch of the blood on the doorpost,
每一個海蓉所貼所沾過嘅血。
Every strange law that they are keeping,
所以每一樣嘅嘢。
For generation after generation,
当一代又一代过去的时候，
it sounded like random ugly tuning.
可能每一样对来讲好像都毫无关系。
But at that cross on the hill of Golgotha,
但就在这个的十字架的上面，
God the conductor lift his baton,
但是神就好像在这个的伟大的指挥家，
and every sound came into a beautiful harmony that nobody heard before.
每一样嘢就好似合成咗一个好美丽嘅音乐。
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away your sin.
耶稣基督就系嗰个神嘅羔羊，攞走呢个世界上面嘅罪。
Who takes away the sins of the world?
攞走咗呢个世界上面嘅罪。
Now we cannot finish what God can finish.
我哋唔可以做到神要我哋做嘅嘢。
But He did.
但佢做到。
But then the passage does not end at the cross, does it?
但这个的经文不是在十字架上去停了出来。
There is another scene that has magnificent story about two secretive believers.
然后跟着他再讲到两个的人。
And it has something to say about every person in this room who has been living in the shadows.
好像在这个房里面每一个人都在这个的阴暗里面去生活的。
Verses 38 to 42 says, The body of Jesus needs to be buried, so two men step forward.
他说耶稣基督的尸体要被埋葬，于是有两个人走出来。
First one named Joseph of Arimathea, he's a disciple.
是一个的门徒。
John tells he's a disciple, but he's a secretive one.
他是一个很秘密的一个的信徒。
Why? Because he fears the Jewish leaders.
因为他怕这个犹太人，所以就暗暗的作门徒。
And there is a second one, Nicodemus.
另一个就是尼哥底母。
The man who came to Jesus at night in John chapter 3.
又在第三章他讲到在夜里面去找耶稣的一个的人。
Under cover of darkness, because he is too afraid to be seen in daylight.
他是夜晚去找耶稣，因为他不想被人家见到。
A fearful followers of Jesus, but faithful one.
是一个很默默的在后面跟随耶稣的一个人。
These are the people who love Jesus in their hearts, but would not say so with their lives yet.
是在默默的在心里面去跟随神。
Now I wonder if that describes anyone sitting here tonight.
在今晚在座的人里面。
You believe, but quietly.
可能有些人他们去信神，不过很默默的在信。
You follow, but at a careful distance.
但你在跟随神，但可能离神很远。
You know who Jesus is, but the cost of saying so publicly feels so high.
但你可能去相信神，但你觉得当众去承认好像是一件很难的事。
But listen, the cross does something to these two men that 3 years of miraculous life of Jesus could not do.
但是在耶稣基督这三年里面都不能够做到，但是这一晚他们做到的一样东
西。At the death of Jesus,
在耶稣基督死的当晚，
they are somehow drawn out from their secret privacy.
他们走出来。
Joseph goes to Pilate,
去这个约瑟去找比拉多，
in boldness,
很勇敢的，
ask for the body of Jesus.
他拿了耶稣基督的尸体。
Nicodemus,
尼哥底母。
He arrives carrying 100 pounds of myrrh and aloe.
他拿了100斤的没药和沉香。
In verse 19, you remember the Pilate wrote the King of the Jews on top of Jesus' hand. In verse 39, Nicodemus is wrapping him, his body, like a king.
在第19节里面，比拉多在个牌里面说叫耶稣基督是犹太人的王。在第39节里面，尼哥底母他用这个包裹王的尸体的方法去包裹耶稣基督。
The very event that scattered the boldest disciples, you name it, Peter, James, John, the inner circle, is the same event that actually drew out the most timid believers.
咁但係就係喺呢個嘅情形裏邊，令到一啲本來最細膽嘅信徒，佢都走咗出嚟。
The cross of Jesus breaks the proud and emboldens the weak.
佢好多時候就係咁樣令到啲人反而好勇敢嘅走出嚟。
It always has.
好多時候都係咁。
And it always be.
可能都會係咁。
Now we see a garden again at the place of the tomb.
在这里有一个的园子。
In verse 41, it says, In the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb.
他说有一个新的坟墓。
The whole Bible begins in a garden.
圣经是一个在一个园子里面去开始。
The Garden of Eden, where sin and death entered the world through one man's disobedience.
那就是说在这个伊甸园里面罪由的时候从一个人进入这个世界。
And now the body of the perfectly obedient one is laid to rest in a garden.
咁而呢个完全冇罪嘅耶稣基督，亦都系喺呢个园里边去被埋葬。
And there in that garden, sin and death are about to be undone forever.
又系呢个园子里边呢个罪同埋呢个嘅救恩去一齐。
The Resurrection Sunday was coming.
这个复活节，这个的复活节是来的。
Joseph and Nicodemus did not yet know that this tomb would be empty.
他们约瑟和尼哥底母都不会知道这个的坟墓会是变成真空。
The cross made their fear smaller than their love for Christ.
令到他们的他们对神的爱好像变成很少。
And trust me, it will do the same to you.
也都令到你，对你都可能会是一样。
But we know that the resurrection is coming, so it will do even more greater things in you.
当这个复活节来到的时候，会在你身上成就更加大的事。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
as I close tonight, I'm not going to ask you to do 12 things in this week.
我不是要这个星期要做十二样的事。
But I'm just going to close by asking you.
我就想你去做一样事而已。
To look at Jesus.
去望住耶稣基督。
Don't look at people.
不要去望人。
Not even yourself.
不是就算哪个都好。
Whether you're successful or not.
不是他是不是成功都好。
But look at Jesus and what he has done for you.
看看耶稣基督为你成就的是什么。
And believe him.
你都相信他。
Because he's the one who died for your sin that nobody could die for.
因为是唯一是他只是为到你的罪去而死。
So let us believe as we behold.
亦都让我们去相信，亦都将你的注目放在神的上面。
The Lamb of God who was slain for your sin and my sin and sin of the world.
神的儿子作为你的羔羊，代替你的罪而去死。
Because the work is finished and it is yours at your table.
去为到你成就你一切。
Let us pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you once again open our eyes to see the magnificent story that saved many, many sinners around the world.
我们看到这个的故事，这个故事它拯救了很多的人。
We pray that many of us would believe.
祈祷我们很多人会因为这样而去信。
And we would come to believe in Jesus if we have not before.
我们信，正如我以前没信过一样。
Help us, O God. And send your spirit as we navigate through in our feeble faithlessness.
让你的圣灵去引导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.